Here, thank you. So tell us your tale. When did you find out you had Lyme disease?
Well, I've had it for 16 years undiagnosed, and I'm going on my 20th year. So
wow.
Way back in
16 years?
Mm-hmm. Undiagnosed.
So it was a real issue because, and it was very costly because every symptom that I had, I went to a specialist. So my first symptom was hearing loss in my ear, so I went to an ENT.
Of course. Yeah, that makes
had
sense.
Had heart palpitations, so I went to a cardiologist. And it kept going on and on and on and on, never knew what it was. So finally, actually, we lived in Connecticut. We were in Chicago for a long time, then we lived in Connecticut for 7 years. And, of course, the East Coast is very privy to everything that goes
right.
on with Lyme disease. I tested there, and I tested negative, which is very typical of people who get tested. 50% of the people who are tested for Lyme disease test negative.
But so there is a specific test, though, that you can take?
There is, but the blood tests are very inaccurate. So the best... So finally I got here to Minnesota and I found out that I had Lyme disease, and I've been treated for Lyme disease since I've been here. So that was almost 3 years ago. So what we do as a foundation, we have an assessment on our page. Our mission is to help people that have Lyme disease, that think they have Lyme disease, get assessed so that they can find out if they have Lyme disease or not. So we send them to a Lyme literate practitioner. I didn't want anybody to have to go through the agony of all these years, and the earlier you find out if you have it or not, the better it is. The better off you will be in trying to eradicate the disease from your system. So we try to help people get to a Lyme literate practitioner. So the easiest way I can put this is, if you can liken a Lyme literate practitioner to a woman, a pregnant woman is not going to go have her baby at the dentist, right?
God, I hope not.
So
you go to a midwife.
So if your heart
hospital,
hurts, you're not
right.
going to go to a podiatrist.
Yeah.
So if you think you have Lyme disease, you should not go to your internist. You shouldn't go to an infectious disease doctor. You should go to somebody who is versed in Lyme disease, a Lyme literate practitioner. I'm not saying that all of those people don't study Lyme disease and maybe know, but chances are they don't know as much as somebody who is trained by International Lyme and Associated Disease Society.
300,000 new cases every year. That
wow.
stood out. And Minnesota, the second highest risk of exposure in the country. When did that happen?
Well, we have a lot of ticks. So go back to my stat of 50% of the people test negative. So if there's already 300,000 people a year being diagnosed, imagine all those ones that are not being diagnosed.
Sure.
Lyme disease is more prevalent than breast cancer, HIV, hepatitis. So this is the lack of awareness that we have about Lyme disease in the state of Minnesota.
I had a brother-in-law, I'm sorry, George, who had Bell's palsy. So, I mean, half his face was drooping. There were obvious symptoms. And
is that a symptom of Lyme disease?
I think it
yes.
is one of many
yes.
symptoms, but in many cases the symptoms can be vague and really hard
to pin
down.
Talk to us about symptoms.
They can. You can also go on our website, twincitieslyme.org. There's a symptoms list on there. Joint pain, feeling like you have the flu, migraine headaches, vertigo, brain fog, not being able to remember words, and we all go, oh, I'm getting old.
All right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So,
sister.
All symptoms, and there are no two people alike.
Yeah, well, you had, you know, tingling in your ear, and then you had heart palpitations. I didn't hear you say that on the list.
Those two are symptoms as well. I have 60 symptoms. So we would be here all day if I went through all my symptoms, and every day is different. So something might flare up one day, but it doesn't the next day. And so people look at you and go, wow, well, you look good. How can you be sick? You know, trying to post on social media, they go, well,
you do look fabulous.
Thank you.
She does.
How can you be having such a great time? You're sick. Well, it's such an invisible disease. And under a microscope, cancer will look like cancer, but Lyme disease is called the great imitator because it looks like so many different diseases under a microscope. It looks like fibromyalgia. It looks like multiple sclerosis. And so it tricks the doctor, it mm-hmm. tricks people into thinking that they've got something else when really they have Lyme disease. So the real telltale is not a blood test. It's getting on a medical protocol that a Lyme literate doctor gives you. And if you have a specific reaction to those antibiotics, that's the telltale, not necessarily a blood test.
Ah, that's interesting.
Can you be cured, I mean, once and for all of Lyme disease? I mean, do you go into remission? How does that work?
I right now will not be cured. I went too long without getting on medication. There is no cure for Lyme disease, and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer to everybody out there listening, but if you think, if you've been bitten by a tick and you know and you have a target rash or whatever it might be, get to a Lyme literate practitioner as quick as you can to get on a 6-week course of doxycycline or whatever antibiotic you can get on. Not a 1-week, not a 2-week, get on a 6-week course. And I am on treatment to keep chipping away at it. And I don't go a day without feeling something. With all these symptoms, I don't go a day without feeling something. But I'm not beat down to the ground either. I'm here at the fair, and I'm going to eat, and I'm going to have a great time.
You're living your life, yes.
I'm living my life.
So for people out there right now thinking, you know, I've been feeling a little off, what should they look for? The rash?
No, not a rash. I never thought I had a rash.
Really? Okay, because we hear about the bullseye rash around the tick bite.
I would encourage people to email me on my site.
Okay.
And also, and or, take our assessment. Go through the symptoms list on our assessment and send it to me. I preview it, and then we get you help. We send you to a Lyme literate practitioner to get you a diagnosis. That's what we do.
Good for you. Thank you for doing
thank
that.
Thank you.
One more time. It's TwinCitiesLyme.org. Lyme spelled L-Y-M-E. TwinCitiesLyme.org. Check that out. Take the test. And the earlier you get help, you know, the easier the road is going to be ahead, right?
That's right. And here at the end of the summer, everybody's been outside. They've been. Mm-hmm. You know, sports are starting. People are in the grass.
Kids are at camp.
Mm-hmm. Kids are at camp. Oh my gosh, that's a huge one. Mm-hmm. On lakes and in the tall grass and in the woods. And you might think, wow, you know, I started feeling really awful and I'm lethargic and I'm fatigued and it's not normal. Take that test. Get on there.
Lisa Najarian, I can feel your passion about this, and thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Lisa.
And
thank you.
Glad you're doing better.
Yeah, turning into something good.
Thank you for having me on today.